4CBA Mobile.
RN0TR, W2T.
Talk to you, Rusty, KB4CBA.
Well, what makes you think I want to talk to you, David, W2T? How are you, my friend?
Oh, me, I am just dandy. I hope you are. And haven't heard Tom on here. He's convalescing from his heart surgery, but I talked to him the other day.
A little bit last week, one time, and all. I was just wanting to check on him. I know he had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and I was just wanting to see how things were going after that, and see where things were going and everything. How you been doing, David?
Great. Just playing a lot of tennis and trying to stay out of trouble. And for the most part, fairly busy.
Well, hopefully in the next couple of months I'll be able to get back on the air, because right now all of my radios are still in storage, and all except the 2 meters that I've got here in the car. And everything, and we just got back Thursday from Michigan, where we were up there for a week and had some time with her brother and sister-in-law, and celebrated his 80th birthday while we were up there. And, you know, did a little traveling around, a little bit of picture taking and things like that. So, and just had to go over to Greenville or the Simpsonville area for something for the wife today. And now we're headed back to the house, and I just thought I'd see if Tom was anywhere around.
Well, I guess he didn't want to jump in there. So are y'all living it's still in the Moore area or somewhere else now?
We live in is 5 minutes from where my trailer was, which I hope in the next few days to close on it so it's gone. And then I can start getting work done to build my little radio shack over at the new place.
Nice. I cut down my three, what are those called? Sweet gum trees, and because of all the balls. And so I had to take down my Carolina Wyndham, so I've got a Hustler BTV6 vertical, and I'm running radials on it. I've run a set in one direction. I'm going to run five more in the opposite direction, and see if it'll do a little bit better.
I have the option for this because we've got a very small backyard. I think I'm going to get me one of the spider antennas or something like that and set that up, and so I can put it on a pole that I can run it up at night when I want to operate, or, you know, keep it down low in the daytime if I want to do some daytime operation so it doesn't show above things, and do that type of thing. So that's what I'm planning to do. And
sucks being in a HOA, I tell you. But anyway, they can't see this antenna, so I guess that's why I ain't said anything about it. And the people behind me are in another neighborhood, so they're not gonna say anything about it. So there you go.
Behind us, our neighborhood is only one street down. And the units are on both sides. And we're in a building. Our building's only got three units in it. We live in the middle one. And I'm going to build me an 8x10 building that sticks out about 6 feet from behind my fence. But it'll be out there in an area where they can still do all the right-of-way for utilities and things that are out there that are buried, and mine won't be in the way, so that's what I'm going to be working on, and I'll set something out there. And like I said, the people behind me, and our HOA, it's, they're, you know, they're not as picky about things as some are. And so, you know, we're going to see what happens and everything else. But I think I'll be able to get away with it and do what I want to do. So we'll see how what it does to get me back on here. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
2TKB4CBA. Well, I'm going to have to jump out of here for just a couple of minutes. I'm picking up some pizza, and when I pull around the building, I totally lose a repeater. But anyway, if you're going to be in there, I'll be back probably in a couple of minutes. But if not, I'll say 73s.
Here probably about 5 to 7 minutes more, something like that, maybe 10 minutes. And I don't know yet. It just depends on how the traffic is here. We were on over on Woodruff Road coming out that way and got on Reedville Road, or what became Reedville Road, coming over here to back over to Spartanburg area. So anyway, we'll catch up to you later, KB. I can't even remember you now. W2G. I'll be here. W2G Mobile.
As bad as me, I can't remember anybody's call. All right, W2T, KB4CBA.
W2T, KR4ACR.
ACR, I think it was. W2T, go ahead.
An hour ago, headed home, so I guess he's not by the radio now. Secondly, you say you live in Moore?
That's right.
A dairy farm used to be.
On the corner from that on Anderson Mill Road, a little further around. But I used to live, I used to take turn right off of Anderson Mill Road there at the river where they built the grist mill back, and go up on the old Georgia Road. So that's where I used to live.
Not on the net. That's the only reason I am.
Living in this same, pretty much in the same area for 48 years now, so I guess I've I have been in, of those 48 years, I can claim 68 of them for living in the state of South Carolina. So I guess that makes me kind of a native here.
In 4 years, but been in that house for, I think, about 23.
Been in mine for 47 years now, in our house where I've gotten married again, so we live in the house where she had bought, so moved over there, new wife, new place, and everything is hunky-dory, as they say.
I heard you say that last night, and then I thought about it again when he said more. So anyway, I will let you go. This is KR4ACR. WU2T will be clear.
KR4ACR, W2T, 73s, W2T Mobile for a few minutes more.
WU2T, KB4CBA.
For a few minutes there. Go ahead, David.
I'm glad you're selling your other home and get started on that your shack there, because I know it was a bummer. I went, I don't know, 3 or 4 months maybe with nothing but 2 meters and 440. And so I really missed HF, I tell you.
It's been, I moved the stuff out, I sent it in somewhere in January and February, so I've been without mine about five or six months now, so, you know, I'm having withdrawal pains, but that's all right, I'll survive. I mean, when you've been a ham as long as I have, you can survive things like this. And I will get back on the air, and all I miss the dents and everything. So, anyway, anyhow, it's, it's been a pretty good day out here. Got warmer than I thought it was going to get, but it's still not bad out here today.
Well, I played tennis this morning, and right now at my house it's 82 degrees, 41% humidity, and you walk outside and it, you know, it feels like it's 70, a little breeze blowing. It's really nice. I think after I eat supper, I'm going to go out there and put down some more radials for that antenna.
I mean, it says it's 82 right here where I'm on Reedville Road right now, headed up. And when I walked outside at about 7:30 this morning, it was still about 68 degrees. So it was nice out there this morning and things. So, and I had to go to rehab today. I go two times a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, heart rehab. And it's working along, and I've lost weight and everything else, so things are going good, David.
Rusty, I'm glad to hear that. I tell you, because you've had some, you know, rough times in the past, so and so I hear your wife's in the car, so I guess we can't say anything about your girlfriend then, huh?
Better not.
You heard the boss speak, didn't you?
Shaking in my boots, you know? Yeah, well, sometimes I go out to people and I say, hey, that's not the redhead I saw you with last week.
No, Ben, I'm going to turn this little bundle of dynamite over here loose on you, because don't forget, I know where you live.
You do. I could probably look you up on QRZ. Oh, me, I tell you. Some people just don't know how to drive. It's just amazing who they give a driver's license to these days.
Well, the place we came off of Woodruff Road, and we were on the side that was beyond 385, going towards what they call Five Points out there, where you can hit the road that comes back over to Spartanburg. So, you know, that was an experience making through that area, because it took us at least 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes to go from the doctor's office up to where we turned off to head back over this way, just because of the traffic stop and go. So, you know, I can understand that, and we have determined lately, we're trying to figure out where some of these people got their driver's license, and we're thinking that they bought them at Sears and Roebuck or Montgomery Ward's years ago.
That or Kmart under the blue light special. But anyway, speaking of license, I got to get mine renewed by the end of the year. I'm going to go ahead and do it if I can. I'm not sure how close to your birthday you can get it renewed, but I would imagine, I don't know, I'm just thinking 6 months, but I could be wrong.
It's either 30 or 60 days. I think it's 60 days is the max you can renew early. So if you're in December, then in the earliest you could do it would be maybe the end of October or something like that. I can't remember for sure, but it's not a long time anymore.
Well, my birthday is December 28th, so I don't want to do it at the end of the month, and I don't want to do it at the beginning of the month, so I guess I'll wait until, you know, about the middle of November and get it renewed. And anyway, I'm not looking forward to that, but you know, you only have to do it every 10 years, so it could be worse.
Wait till you get my age and you have to renew it every 8 years.
I don't know what your age is. I just turned 70, so but anyway, they may have changed it. Oh, me. I was just hoping they'd just say, you know, this is the last time you need to come in. We don't need to see you anymore.
Well, you're a young whippersnapper, because I've got you by 8 years, my friend. And when you go renew it this time, you're going to get an 8-year one. And that'll be what you get for the next 8 years. So then you'll have to renew it. After that, and once you reach 80, it's every 5 years. So keep that in mind. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and sign with you because we're getting close to where we live down here. Got to make the turn into the subdivision. And also got to jump out and grab the mail out of the mailbox. You have a good one, David, and we'll talk to you later. KV4CBA, W2T.
The video of you jumping out and getting the mail there, I want you to send that to me, email that thing to me. I want to see that. But anyway, good to talk to you, and I don't know your wife's name, but make him behave. You can get out of hand every now and then. So good to talk to you, Rusty, and always a pleasure. As soon as I get these radials out, maybe I should be able to get back on the 80 meters and start checking into the net again. But anyway, W2TKB4CBA 73.